Hello, Audio Boo. All one word here. It's 20 past 7 at night. I took the motorhome up to Andover. Molly, come on, give us a ball. I took the motorhome up to Andover and went to Asda up there. And on my way back, the fuel station that's nearest to us had diesel for 129.9, which is the cheapest I've ever seen it. So the motorhome only needed a little bit, but I still topped it up, put 11 quid in. So I'm now at a place known as Old Carter Barracks. And it's the site of some old barracks. There's nothing here now, except a little bit of a road system. And what was obviously a parade square, maybe, or a tank park. It's a large tarmac hard standing now, about what? Just over 100 metres long. Oh. Sorry, I'm checking in on Swarm here. So, you can listen to this noise in the background. There's a guy with Has he got L plates on? Yeah, he has. Guy with L plates on his motorbike. And you get that quite often. You get a lot of learner drivers coming on here, cars and articulated wagons. Molly, where's the ball? Girl. Well, the way she throws it down for me. And also, what you've got is lots and lots of dog walkers here. I've stopped because Molly really doesn't like being in a... She does not like travelling in a car at all. So there are... Ooh! That wasn't clever. There's a woman over there with a very small dog. I can't make out what it is, on a lead. She was just holding it down by She had the dog on a lead and right next to the door of a car, and a kiddie's helmet fell off onto the dog. Unlucky. Well, there's another, well, obviously a learner driver, but without any plates on. Now, technically, this is considered as a public place because everybody's got access to it. So, technically, she can be done for driving a car on a public road. And she's obviously a learner. Yeah, obviously, Dad's the one in the passenger seat. Give us a ball. Dad is the one in the passenger seat. Just throwing the ball for Molly there. So, there's quite a few people here. There's a guy in the top left-hand corner of the bike's away there. The guy in the top left-hand corner of the car park. He just pulled up. He's in shorts and a t-shirt. He's talking to somebody. Who's he talking to? Hard to say. The learner car's right in the middle of the tarmac area. I can see a Kia Sorento. about 200 metres away from me. Just parked up. There's a family here, mother, grandmother, and two kids. Two kids are on little bikes. I'm chucking a ball for Molly. When I came home, it started getting a bit cloudy-like. And the wind picked up and the temperature dropped. And and then the rain started. I had Molly out chucking the ball just before we went. Come on. Go and get it. Right, thank you. Oh, Molly, what are you doing, you lunatic? She throws the ball down at me now instead of just placing it. Yeah, yeah. By God. Now the sun is out. It's really, really bright. There are some thundery clouds still about, mind you. But the sun is really, really bright over behind me there. It's nearly to the tree line. I can see across to the kiwi, as in not just the hill, but the actual feature, the kiwi in white stones. It's perfectly clear. It's like HD. It's beautiful. The wind is high. Yeah, I suppose you can have high winds. The wind is high up. Those clouds are moving really quickly. Here you are. Thank you. Oh, get it then. Oh, text massage from Mrs. H, no doubt. Oh, she's texting the pictures through to free up memory on her phone. She's full of memory. Because Sarah never plugs her phone in, and she never transfers the images on the iPhoto. There's Grandma there. Get on the yellow line. Pretend the yellow line is the road, she's saying to her granddaughter on the push bike. So 7:30 now. I said I wasn't going to faff, but I had a cup of tea when I got home, got changed, went straight out, really. So whilst I haven't faffed, I haven't really done anything productive. You know, I wanted to wash the dishes and hoover. I've still got time to do that, but I just wanted to relax, actually, because I'm really tired today, and because I cannot sleep properly without Sarah being there. It's so bizarre, you know, and it's always the same when I'm away as well. I never sleep properly. Some more people just turned up. I know where they live. They've got a Ford Escort, which is converted into, it's a bit taller. So it's a van, essentially, with windows in it for wheelchair access. I know where they live because they've got two of them. Two of those older Ford Escort vans, things. Yeah, so I suppose I'm hungry. I got myself a can of Gutrot. I got some cat food. And what else again? Cat food and milk. In Asda. Managed to park the motorhome quite easily, actually. Found a space, like, there was three spaces. Two of them were next to each other, and then one was, like, across the top. So if you imagine the symbol for pi, that's what the space was like. So basically, I parked in the right-hand space and backed right back into the space that was kind of, like, crossing across the top, so to speak. What's that noise? Tractor, maybe? So there's a bit of a breeze there. I thought that was somebody up at the Kiwi. It's not. I'm just wondering if the tracking's out on the van. No, it's not. I've got the steering wheel turned. I call it the van. I don't like calling it a van. It's a motorhome. I don't like calling it a camper van either. But van kind of just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? It's not, because it's not a camper van. I see a camper van as like a van. Oh, it is a tractor. There it is. Harry would be saying now, look, a green bumpy tractor. It's a John Deere, and it's pulling a trailer. What's he got in the back of that trailer? Double axle trailer. God, he's shifting in that little tractor. It's only a small tractor. Here, where's the ball, Molly? So I'm kind of really enjoying the old stereo sound on the Zoom. I would like some binaural headphones. I do say this every single time. But, you know, I've walked around with the Zoom, even with the hairy spoffle on it, and nobody's really noticed it, to be honest. I suppose because this is... I mean, I intentionally bought the black windbreak, windjammer, hairy spoffle, dead cat, because it doesn't look like... it's a recording device, or it's on a recording device. It just looks like, I don't know, like a teddy bear, I suppose. If you don't look, well, not a teddy bear, because its hair's really long on it, but you know what I mean? If I had a grey one, people instinctively know that that's some kind of recording device, don't they? Molly, where's the ball? Give me the ball. So, good news, dear Audio Boo listeners. I found out today that I might have the chance to have 2 weeks off. But kind of, I won't find out till I speak to my line manager tomorrow. She just went home a bit earlier today, I think probably to get her kids or whatever. But I heard through the grapevine that we're not leaving until the 8th of September, and they want us to go back to work, or not back to work, but they want us to be in work the week of the 1st of September, Molly, so that we can do some training and this and that and the other. So I think, you know, my line manager's, because I had a word with her yesterday and today that, you know, I've already cancelled a week of leave and I really don't want to cancel another week of leave. And I I didn't sell her a sob story at all. I just told her, you know, my two daughters went up last week. My wife and son went up yesterday up north, to, and they're spending time without me. And, you know, I'm kind of not exactly left in limbo, like. Excuse me. But it's a bit infuriating, and especially when I'm having my leave cancelled. She's very good, my line manager. Probably one of the best line managers I've ever had, if not the best, I would say. So I'm speaking good of her at the minute. But no, she's very accommodating to, you know, things like holidays and time off to, you know, this, that, and you know what I mean. She's a good boss. Got a lot of respect for her. Come on. I need to go and feed Molly, really. I fed the cats before I left. And I fed the guinea pig this morning, and she hasn't eaten that much. I'm worried about her. She's got mage mite. It goes away, comes back, goes away, comes back. And it's really, it's bizarre, you know. One day she could be all scabby, and the next day she looked like a brand new guinea pig. It's bizarre. And there is a fix. But I think she's actually too far gone. There is some medicine or whatever, some kind of medical veterinary application. I don't know what it is exactly, but I think the guinea pig's too far on for it to be fixed, to be fair. But I have to find somebody to feed the bloody guinea pig. Sarah, I was on the phone to Sarah before, and she said that she has to be back Friday or Saturday next week because she's back to work on the Monday the week after. And that, you know, that would have been our second week together. And oh, hey, I think I said on the audio boo before, I've got a locksmith coming tomorrow, so I'm chuffed about that. If that locksmith comes tomorrow and he fixes that lock, holy cow, I will be so happy. Ready Molly, go. Oh god, like a flipping bull in a china shop, that dog sometimes. So there are not many audio boos going about at the minute. What's going on? A couple of people seem to have lost their audio boo mojo, and I know Mac, get well soon, Mac. You sounded terrible the other day. Obviously, in a positive way. But yeah, come on. Oh, another learner. Oh, is it? Oh, no, it's the woman with the kids and the... Oh, don't come down this one, you clown head. No, she's not. Right, come here. Give us a ball. Mac sounded terrible, didn't he? Was it Sunday? So, no morning thoughts from Mac. I'm a bit lost. I have my routine in the morning, and part of that routine is listening to Mac's morning thoughts. Come here. You ready? Let's go. That's a high one. She's looking. Good girl. You sometimes get boy racers. Here, Molly. You sometimes get boy racers on this tarmac here behind me. Oh dear. Oh, they've stopped the car. This is the mother, grandmother and two kids riding the bikes. Obviously one of the kids is tired. What time is it? 7:40. Oh, and they've let her out the car because she's having a paddy. And she's trying to kick the mother. Here. Can't see that girl, she's behind a tree. They're about 100 metres away from me. Oh, she's stomping across to the mother. And oh no, she's not letting the kid in. Molly! It's quite entertaining, this. The mother's just standing there being very patient. She's obviously hoofed the kid out of the car. The kid's jumping up and down, stamping on the ground. Just screaming at her mother. She's really angry. She's put her back to the car. She puts both fists in the air, then brings them down, then screams. Now she's stamping on the ground. This is funny. Molly, give us a ball, love. Ball. Okay, nearly 20 minutes. 20 minutes of boring you lot. Speak to you soon.
All one word, all one word, out, one word, out, one word.